The Walt Disney Company and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis appear to have both realized that Florida is a small world after all.
They spent the last 2 years in a bitter legal and political battle that began with Florida's so-called Don't Say Gay law. Now, the two sides say they've settled lawsuits in state court, and they're ready to work together to expand Walt Disney World.
NPR's Greg Allen has been covering the dispute and joins us now from Florida. Good morning, Greg.
Hi, Debbie.
So this has been among the front lines of the culture wars, and now we have a truce.
Yes, and you know, this began in 2022 when Florida passed a law that restricts how sexual orientation and gender identity are discussed in the schools. Disney's CEO at the time, Bob Chapek, said he'd worked to overturn it. That angered Governor DeSantis, who worked with Republican lawmakers to pass a law that revoked Disney's self-governing status. They then appointed a new board to oversee the district. Disney challenged the new board in federal court. They lost, but the company's appealing that lawsuit. But yesterday, Disney and the DeSantis-appointed board announced that they'd settled all the lawsuits that were pending in state court and now are ready to move forward together. Walt Disney World President Jeff Vallee called it, quote, a new chapter of constructive engagement.
So let's get into a little bit of the specifics. What issues will this deal actually resolve?
Well, this settles a dispute over a last-minute agreement that Disney signed with its old board last year before it was dissolved by DeSantis and the Florida legislature. The agreement would have taken power away from the new board and reserved for Disney all the decisions concerning development at the theme parks. That deal is now null and void under the settlement. A little later at a news conference, though, Governor DeSantis took aim at critics in the media and elsewhere who predicted that Disney would win its lawsuits and take back its self-governing status.
And the reality is, here we are a year later, and not one of them has succeeded. Every action that we've taken has been upheld in full, and the state's better off for it.
Sounds like the governor is spinning this as a victory. What about Disney? There's clearly a lot of tourist revenue at stake here. What's next for them?
Right. Well, Disney's indicating that this current structure is one it can work with. Disney's CEO now, Bob Iger, has plans to spend at least $30 billion to upgrade its theme parks over the next decade, including in Orlando. Rick Vogelsong, a retired professor and author of a book on Disney's relationship with Florida, says this settlement now clears the way for those plans to go forward.
They needed to continue to invest here without appearing weak as if they were caving to DeSantis. They need to keep tourists coming back. They need to reinvest in the parks.
So we have reached the end of this bruising public relations battle between a governor who was also a presidential candidate and one of the most powerful entertainment companies. Did either of them actually win?
Well, you know, probably both sides. Disney can put the political and legal battle behind it now and focus on operating and improving its Orlando theme parks. DeSantis indicated in recent months he also was ready to move on from the fight. You know, he talked about Disney a lot when he was on the campaign trail, but ultimately that candidacy, as you know, didn't go so well. And when you get down to it, tourism is a big business in Florida. Fighting one of the state's most popular tourist destinations really never seemed like a winning strategy. And as for that original dispute over the parental rights and education Don't Say Gay law, there was a recent settlement between the DeSantis administration and LGBTQ groups that attempts to clarify a number of issues, including that teachers can talk about people being gay.
NPR's Greg Allen in Miami. Thank you.
You're welcome.